Welcome to Creators Revival episode number 19. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the big idea and how to set yourself aside from the competition, making you stand out in the marketplace. I am your host, Kendall Mason. Yes, we are back with episode number 19. I hope you guys are having a good week, you guys, you gals, anyone listening to the show. Let's go ahead and actually to get into the show itself. So the big idea, it acts as a organizational compass that directs strategy, action, behavior, and communication. That big idea gives you a point of focus. It lets you know exactly where to look and what you can guide your direction in, and the type of content or the strategy or your marketing efforts or your sales efforts or what vertical that you are going to niche out, or even that process itself. So that big idea also works as that North Star. It works as that compass that you can use to get a better idea of where you are headed, or that central, you know, this is the big thing we're building. We're excited about it. We're super energized. And that will help other people get excited about that project as well. That big idea, it's paramount. It's paramount that you have something that drives you and something that excites you, especially something that kind of gets you going. And that can range from a multitude of different sources, but you want to be able to take those multiple sources and narrow them down into something that's really, really practical and easy to remember. Because the easier it is to remember, the easier it is going to be for you to recall it, the easier it is going to be for you to explain it to other people when they need to see and understand, and you want to bring them on board with your vision. That's going to really help when you're able to make it succinct in a way that people just get it, and they can easily share that with other people as well. So making it memorable, making it simple, and making it easier to understand will help you get that big idea across to other people. And the more people, obviously, that hear about your idea, that are on board with your mission, all the stakeholders that are involved, it could be your employees, any investors, your partner, everyone in every channel, in every sector of your business will have a way to communicate that and have that radiate in their experiences and have it radiate and shared to other people that they come across daily. Now, having a statement that can be used will also help. So if you have a brand strategy statement, if you have something that other people can learn and kind of say to themselves and to other people in a way that reminds them of why you're all doing what you're doing. So it's kind of like a mission statement, essentially. And you want to keep that less than three sentences. So you want to keep it that's a solid paragraph. That's like a good paragraph right there, is about three sentences. And you want to make sure that you take time to craft that, and that you rehearse it, and that you share it as often as you possibly can. You can do it in your presentations, you can do it in keynotes, you can do it in meetings, and that will help to reinforce that message and let everyone know that you are demonstrating your product, your service, or that seminar, or that training event to what it is that you're globally trying to reach, you're collectively getting involved in and trying to reach to share with the world. It's having a statement that can be used as a symbol to help customers decide to vote preferential to the culture they relate to the most. By having them relate and vote with their feet and make that decision based on what they resonate with the most, it helps to validate any customer segments or the ideal customer or the target customer with your brand. So by having that statement, you help to essentially filter out people that aren't going to be on board with it. And that's perfectly fine. Not everybody has to be on board with what you're doing. In fact, you don't want everyone to be on board with it. If it's split 50-50, that's great. But having 80% of the people just in general going with your company, then that's a different game plan. I mean, at that point, I'm not sure what the matrix is that you're measuring or how you're measuring out what it is that it keeps you on course or lets you know or gives you points toward what you're trying to target. But you still want to have a way to make sure that everything that you're saying and everything that you believe in gets effectively conveyed. And that's important. It's really important to have a statement like that. That's why so many companies have different mission statements or have a singular mission statement to get a direction going. Yeah, there aren't typically too many companies that have more than one mission statement. They typically stick to one because they want to keep that focus as narrow as possible. And by having that narrow focus, it's able to keep them on track, on time, on task, and on point. And that shows. It shows. Consistency is probably the single most important thing in any business. And it doesn't matter if you have different ways of achieving that consistency. It's making sure that the end product or the end result is predictable. I mean, look at companies like Quick Trip, for example. They keep their stations pretty consistent. The layout's the same. You can walk in, you know exactly, pretty much relative consistent basis, where the bathroom is, where the drinks are, where the snacks are, where the hot food is, where you can get ice, all of that stuff, all of those items in their storefronts. They make sure that the layout remains consistent so you can get in quickly and easily because you know exactly where everything is. And that makes for expedient service. So you know what to expect when you walk into one of their gas stations. And that helps a lot, i.e. the name Quick Trip. But like I said earlier, that big idea definitely becomes the North Star for all of your design and creative decisions to measure the success of your brand. It's a guideline. It's not a rule. It's not hard and fast where it has to be just stuck or fixed. It's having a general idea of where you're headed. And you're not being romantic about how you get there. Now, granted, yeah, you might have your own process and procedures to make sure that everything runs smoothly or that you know exactly what to discount, what to focus on, what to check off, and the minimal viable items on that list are there and are met consistently. But during something like a brand strategy session, a facilitator, who will actually help you gain some form of closure, and it'll guide the stakeholders to a satisfying conclusion. It will give them and you a way to understand and kind of filter out everything that's not needed. You begin to surface things and issues and come to understand these issues on the premise of, okay, this is what we're trying to achieve. This is what we're trying to do. And this is what our mission or our goal or everything that's viable to our company plays out and how it pans out. And by taking everything that's inside, essentially, the job of facilitator is to take everything that all the stakeholders that are involved in during the strategy session and getting that out on the table so then you can see them. And I covered that in the last episode. I kind of went into depth in that. So if you want to know more about design strategy, then you'd go ahead and check out episode number 18. But I'm not going to dive into that here too much. But I mean, essentially, yeah, it's making sure that all the pieces are on the table so you can see them, you can organize them, and you can make sense of them, and you can have a clear picture of what you need moving forward. And by having that set in place, then you can move forward, you can have everything you need, and you're clear, everybody's on the same page. But what stems from these discoveries and breakthroughs is a clear direction to the brand strategy and separating itself in the marketplace. It's helping you to stand out in the marketplace in a way that is uniquely yours. It's unique to you. It's unique to your brand. It's unique to your company. It's unique to the world. It's unique. You're bringing your own framework and your own perspective to everything, which is important. The better you can simplify your big idea into a few memorable words, the better it'll be easier to recall. And that's just simple. Things that are easier to recall are often the most things that you can share the most. And the easier it is to share, the more people that are going to hear it. Just think of these jingles that you hear from on a daily basis or from time to time that really have resonated because they were simple, because they were easy to understand, because you were able to hear them and recall them and actually share them with other people. For example, melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Just do it. Think different. Got milk? These are all memorable brands. These brands are all memorable. You have the milk campaign. I mean, they had a campaign for milk because milk doesn't really have a quote unquote brand. I mean, there are a few brands like Mayfield that make milk, but milk itself, that's like water having a slogan. Just drink it. But you've got Apple, there's Nike, and M&M's. These are some of the biggest brands in the world. And they all create slogans that are easy to remember. And that's something that you should definitely have for your company. There's plenty of tools out there that you can Google and find how to make a memorable jingle. Like you go online, you take Google or your phone, and you type in how to find a jingle, and Google will bring you a result. So you can definitely use the power of the internet, making it really simple, making it really easy to find a jingle or a slogan that you can use to help succinctly bring your idea, your big idea, down to something that's going to be easy, tangible, relatable, practical, and very, very simple to initiate and use. So, yeah, there you go. Definitely just getting in and just using it and just putting in the effort and finding something that you can share with other people. The brand is a long process. It's not having something solid that just automatically, you know, fulfills itself. It takes time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of energy in order to make that happen. And it's something that has to be shared over and over again. You have to constantly reinforce that brand. And by having a consistent messaging and positioning and having that brand essence follow through, then people will understand it more. It's understanding all those different touch points that people can relate to, whether your audience or your customers or the businesses that you're trying to target or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. It's making sure that you have that solid framework that people can use, that people can align with, can people can agree with or not agree with, or they can debate with it or have that conversation and create those magical moments. It'll vary. It really depends on the actual business that you're running, but there isn't just one way to actually achieve it. It's finding, tuning that big idea down into a very, very simple steps. So when coming up with these big ideas and trying to figure out, well, Kendall, how do I come up with my big idea? What is the process involved in coming up with this big idea. So first is understanding, having a vision, understanding the vision that you have for your company or the culture that you want to create or the products and services that you have to offer the marketplace. And when you can marry those with things like, you know, like doing a SWOT analysis or understanding the marketing strategy or understanding trends that are happening, all of those things will help you to fine tune and figure out exactly what it is that you need, that you have to offer. So then you can narrow that out into something that's going to be solid. It's like, all right, well, I have these different touch points. I have these different products, but how can I understand what it is that I'm actually bringing to the table? Like, what is the idea? And of course, that's something that's going to take some time. It takes a few minutes. It can take a few minutes or it can take a few hours. It really depends on the complexity and all the people that are involved. But essentially, having something that's going, because if you don't have that, then I think it's going to be very difficult to differentiate if you don't know what you currently have to offer the market. And that can stem from actually going and understanding what the people that, or what problem it is that you're trying to solve is going to relate to the people that you're targeting. So you essentially, you don't start even with your products or services or the actual mission. You start with the customer. You start with the end consumer. Eben Pagan actually said something very interesting. He said, start with the audience. Start with the people that you're trying to provide something to. You can go to forums. You can go to YouTube. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Instagram. And you can go straight to the comments. Go straight to the comments section and just read. And if you began to notice a pattern, people began to ask questions, that will give you a general census of the idea and of the attitudes of people have about whatever that piece of content, that pillar content that had been created that they're commenting on. And by understanding the problem that it is that they have, you can actually reverse engineer that into a service or a product to solve that particular problem. So it doesn't begin with the product or the service. It begins with the customer. And it begins to listening to the customer by going to these social media channels, reading the comments, looking for patterns, and looking for the upsets, the grievances. You can even go to Quora. Quora.com is a great place. It is a website. It's spelled Q-U-R-A. And it's a site where people go and all they do is ask questions. They ask questions, people give answers, and then there's comments that happen. But even by going on there and reading the comments by a question that someone asked, you can get a wealth of knowledge and a wealth of ideas of the type of content to create or problems you want to solve, or if you want to start a podcast or a YouTube channel, or if you want to become a social media influencer on like sites like Instagram, then yeah, those are places that you can actually start and understand, okay, well, what is it that people have a frustration with and what can I create? What type of content can I create, or what kind of solutions can I create to help people solve those particular problems? And that's probably that's how I would start that process of actually figuring out, okay, what is it that is going to be best? And I think from there, you might have a pretty good shot at coming up with the foundation of creating a big idea. But thank you for listening to today's episode. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sticking in. Thank you for supporting me. And if you have any questions, feel free to go ahead and send me an email at giftboxcreative@gmail.com, or you can send one to info@giftboxcreative.com. I will get it either way. And so I hope you're having a great week. Hopefully everything's going well. Hope everything's going great. Hope you're sticking with it. Hope you're finding out your niche and tasting and testing and trying different things. But let me know what you think about this episode. And if there's any potential future episodes or something you'd like me to cover or topics that you'd like me to talk about, absolutely just go ahead and ask and I will work it into an episode or find a way to get that question answered for you. But always remember, the light at the end of the tunnel may be you.